Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting second, the third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third, the center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second, the center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third, the third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McManus moves to third. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. McManus scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Haas reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McManus. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb bunts towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. Kress moves to third. Hayes moves to second. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress scores. There goes Hayes trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Farrell, who tags Hayes, who's trying to score from second, for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Werber for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson, who is chasing the ball. Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the the Red Sox won, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Kress reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 0 in the game. Grubb bunts towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Swanson moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Swanson scores. Haas moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Judge hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes bunts towards first. Judge scoops it up and throws to first, with Rhodes covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grubb moves to third. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Lyons moves to third. Swanson moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Judge hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhodes hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-3 in the game. Cook hits a line drive towards first. Kress catches it and steps on first to double up Werber. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Swanson bunts towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Haas bunts towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to third. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Swanson scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-4 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.